Brethren, as we look around at the condition of the world today, should we be shocked? Crime is increasing. Murders are an everyday event. And I saw this from the Centers from Disease and Control and Prevention this week. From 1999 through 2015, 1,309 children, get this, ages 5 to 12, committed suicide in the United States. This means that one child under 13 died of suicide nearly every 5 days on average during that period of time. So we shouldn't be shocked. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. These things should not be a surprise to us in God's church, because we see, and we've heard this from Mr. Armstrong, what we're about to read is the gateway of life. 2 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, we're told to turn away. So does this describe this world today? Yes, it does. And we must be on guard every day as we venture out into this world, because we never know what kind of situation that we may find ourselves in. And we certainly need God's protection. And we need to be on the right path that God wants us to be on, so that we can have this protection that He will give us. And I know we've all heard about the two trees from Mr. Armstrong. And he referred to it many times. He referred to the tree of life. And he referenced that as the giveaway, and the knowledge of good and evil reference to the gateway. And Mr. Armstrong made this point over and over so we would get it. And we have to make that choice. We have to choose. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. The subheading in my Bible here as we begin verse 13 says, two ways of life. Matthew 7, beginning in verse 13. Enter you at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. The word narrow mentioned here is the Greek word thlibo, and it's numbered 2346. It's pronounced Thebo, and it means afflict or suffer tribulation. So no one wants to suffer tribulation in this day and age. And many, because of that, they want to give up. It's difficult. And many have gone back to this broad way because they couldn't take the stress. So we, brethren, have to find this narrow path, and we have to stay on this narrow path and trust God so that He will lead us in the direction that we need to go. And it's a choice that we have to make just as everyone else. Let's turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And I want to look at verse 105. We're told here, Psalm 119, verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Think for a moment. We would not want to start walking in the woods at night without a flashlight, especially in an area that we did not know, that we were not familiar with. Nor would we want to jump in our vehicle at night and start driving down the road with our headlights off. And brethren, but this world that we live in is dark, and we have to venture out in that world. And it has become very dark because of willful sin and people rejecting and refusing to obey God. But brethren, the light, God's Word, gives us the direction. And it makes it clear. God makes it clear what direction our life is going, because we can see it. It's visible. We know and we understand. And if we allow God's lamp to light our path, even though we're out in this world, Satan will not be able to draw us off God's intended path if we study and keep God's Word in our hearts and our minds. And if we follow and believe James 4 and verse 7, you can write that in your notes, and we have this promise, if we do our part and we resist Satan, he will flee from us. And without a doubt, we will not see the way God is leading us without His Word, without His knowledge and understanding that He gives us. Just as Mr. Henderson stated in his sermon titled Give, we cannot find this narrow path that we need to be on without God's Spirit working in our lives. Consider God's Word to be that flashlight that we need in the dark times that we have to go through. Without it, we are unable to see where we're going. So we must carry God's Word with us at all times. Psalm 119, verse 11, you can write in your notes. We're told here, Thy Word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against You. This is the path that we need to be going down. And we see this word path, and it's frequent in God's Word today. But here it has a light that's added to it. And light makes a path followable. Even in the darkness, even if we have a flashlight, we don't see very far down the trail, but we do see where we are to place our next step. And likewise, God's Word lights our path as we walk through the darkness of this world, and we walk through that darkness one step at a time. Someone has observed, he who carries a lantern on a dark road at night sees only one step ahead, but when he takes that step, the lamp moves forward and the light continues to go forward as he takes each step individually. And he finally reaches his destination in safety, and he does not have to walk in the darkness. All the way is lighted, but only that single step at a time. And this is the method that God uses for each one of us. This is how he guides us. We go through our lives, and he gives us his knowledge and understanding. And we take one step at a time. In this world we walk in, it is a battleground because Satan is in charge. No wonder that we're exhorted to put on the armor of God and to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is God's Word. I want to read Psalm 119:105 in the New International Version. It says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Trust only those who themselves walk in the light of that lamp and who use it to guide others through the dark maze of this present world. And a good leader is one who knows the way, who goes that way, and then they show that way to others. That is a good leader. And one of the best ways to turn on the light of God's Word is to pray that. You know, we've often been admonished to get down on our knees and open the Bible when we pray. And we can do that. Psalm 119 verse 18 says, Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. If we want to see those things, we can pray and ask God to show us. And he will show us. God will open our eyes and see what he wants us to see as we go through our lives. In every circumstance or situation in life that we have to face, and it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter how big or small it is, God's Word will sustain us and will guide our feet, and we will get through that. David knew that using God's Word as a perfect compass meant that God's requirements needed to be first and foremost. And what he means by that is that God's Word needs to be obeyed. We have to obey what God tells us to do. Now I want to go back and look at the few verses before Psalm 119 and 105. So let's begin in verse 101. Psalm 119, verse 101. It says here, I have kept my feet from every path, evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. David understood the importance of paths. He knew that the right path kept his feet secured, kept him from getting entangled. So we see a theme here is that's echoed throughout this chapter. We see that God's law is good. We see that the law is true. The law is a preserver. The law is seen here to David as sweeter than honey. The law is truth, and that following it allows temptations to be seen as just that. The wrong paths that lead away from God instead of toward God. And we also see that the law is a preserver, allowing each of us to be steadfast in the laws and understanding of God and what Mr. Armstrong, as God's apostle, has given to us. So as we close, brethren, we have to understand, the further away that we get from this narrow path, the light gets dimmer, and it gets dimmer. And if you keep going, finally, you won't even be able to see that light anymore. So we cannot get off of the path that we're on. We have to have God's Word to keep us on that path. We need Christ living in us every day. And we have Christ living in us. Then we have God's Spirit leading our lives if we let Christ come in our bodies and live in us and through us. To walk in the light, as Christ said, I am the way and the light. Brethren, we must enter the small gate and we must stay on the narrow path.